The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
If you want to pump your body and expand your mind, there's only one place to go. Mind Pump. Mind Pump. With your hosts, Sal DiStefano, Adam Schaefer, and Justin Andrews.
On. Turn me on.
Turn it on.
God, dude, I'm fucking pumped today, man. You know why? Because everything's coming together like butt cheeks.
Yes.
Seriously, all this whole week, you know, you
Sal, sometimes I like butt cheeks to be apart.
Every once in a while, Sal sends me like a private text message just to check up on me and say, "Hey, man, you didn't seem like your normal self."
Yeah, you were kind of like, you were a little bit like down.
He's like, you know
a little
what?
Crapped out.
I have to. This is going to be my.
And then I send a long, like, motivating, like from the heart, like response to him, and then he responds with a fucking emoticon. Like a thumbs up or something. Yeah. Like, motherfucker, did you read my shit?
No.
I just motivated you.
You know what's funny? I have to say, this is where, you know, and I know we've said it since day one, how much we're alike.
Yeah, you're reading and you're like, you're doing what I would have done.
Oh, exactly. I'm reading this and I'm going like, this motherfucker could not be any more like me right now, dude. Which is awesome.
Script right out of your hand.
It's awesome. And then at the same time, it's too, it's just like, dude, you'll never ever be able to get anything by me, dude.
I've heard this before. It was in my head.
Yeah, exactly. I heard this one time before. But you know what? It also gets, even though I only gave you a little emoticon, I get this little twinkle in my eye because I got mad love, dude, and that's the one thing. I got a lot of a heart, and I feel like you guys do, and there's this, it's, to me, it's, I mean,
bro, I love you guys. It's borderline, it's definitely borderline homosexual. Close, you know what I mean?
I have butterflies that have sprinkle dust on them.
Mm. What?
I don't know.
How did that?
I want to contribute.
Where did that come from?
You remember, in Anchorman, that guy Brick?
No, I didn't watch that.
He just chimes in, "I love lamp."
Yep. Yeah.
I feel like I'm that guy.
He's hilarious. You know, it is definitely why this is going to be so much bigger than where it's even at already, is that there's this chemistry that we have. We're all so much alike yet so different at the same time, which is, I love that, man. It's very family feeling like with amongst us. And I do. I have this little piece of my heart is, well, you know, you guys have.
Little piece of my heart. Is that a song?
Yeah. Yeah.
Or did I just say that?
Are we gonna light these things up?
I think we're on right now.
Are we lit, Doug?
You know what's...
Because I'm fucking lit.
Now check this out. Hey.
You know why? Because today is Thursday, and Thursday is my motherfucking Friday.
Is it really?
Thursday.
Yeah,
pretty much. You ain't got shit to do. You ain't got... So check this out.
We got Joe coming into town tomorrow, and
Let's look around the room. Let's look around the room for a second. We're all pretty happy, but one of us
Doug,
is fucking glowing.
Doug is grinning ear to ear.
Like a child that just got a cupcake.
Yes, he is.
Look at his face right now.
Somebody got a new toy.
He's so excited.
Because
we got the new, what is that thing called? A mixer? What is that thing?
Yeah, multi-track recorder.
Looks. It
so
looks,
happy right now.
It's a multi-track
recorder. I've been playing with it all day. It's so fun. The little knobs and dials are so cute.
So I came in the studio. It was pretty awesome, actually.
Because we had a speaker hooked up to it.
Yeah, I came in the studio, and Doug has got all, not only does the studio fucking immaculate, which is awesome to see, because Sal fucking makes it a disaster all the time.
Why do you blame it on me?
Because it's just fun to make. Because you still wear white socks with your shoes. That's fucking why. Well, so I come in.
I see. And
hints of broccoli fart.
I see how it's going to go today. All right.
Yeah, this is where we're heading today. So I come in, and Doug has got his toy out, and he's just like so excited to show me. You know what I'm saying? Like when you were a kid and you like got a new toy and you couldn't wait till your friends came over. So you
excited.
Show,
Look at
my new toy, guys. And he had it all hooked up, ready to go. He plays my favorite song as I come in.
But I went back out and was like, okay, you set it back up. You know, I'll come back in when you're ready.
But then did you see what happened when we would get near it? Like, we want to touch it?
Yeah, whoa.
No. Step back. Step back, guy. And
whoa, that's a new noise.
I'm like, well, I don't want to get in a fight. Fine. Yeah.
Well, especially seeing him after last week.
Yeah, I've established myself as kind of a badass.
You so. Did. You did a very. You did a very good job.
Scary badass. You did a very. A good little bit of a frightening situation there.
Hey, so,
a lot more veiny.
It's gonna be. You know what? One of these days, we're all gonna go out, and he's gonna be. He's gonna be getting crazy. We're gonna be the ones going. Calm down. Like pull him back. Like,
no, what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna start a fight, and then I'm gonna say, "Hey, I'm gonna let the big guys take care of it."
Hey, Sal, Adam, you guys got this. Justin, yeah, you got this.
Real nice. Yeah. We'll do the jail time for you, buddy.
So, no, what we'll do is we'll pick you up by the back of your pants and just throw you hard at the opponent.
Like bowling, huh?
Just use the momentum and the speed.
The battering ram.
So
a flying Doug coming at you.
I think I don't know if it's something that's in the weather or the what's going on this week with all of us, but we kind of all, I mean, we were teasing Doug right now being kind of like a little schoolgirl and shit, but we all were a little childish this week. And, you know, it started
skipping a lot this week.
It started with Sal. La.
Yeah, it did start with me.
It started with Sal, and we got tagged on an Instagram post. And this happens every once in a while where I love when you guys do this, by the way. I love
our fans.
Yes.
Oh, the best shit starters in the fucking world.
So one of our
instigators.
That's right.
And, love it.
And okay. So
they see opportunity and they pounce.
I have to preface this a little bit, though, by saying that it was immature on our part. But at the same time, too, I don't really give a fuck because here's the deal: in a situation like this,
and it's totally not us to be immature.
Well, I also do not. I do not believe in. I do not believe in bullying. I do not believe if you are the big kid on the block to pick on someone else. But if you're the small guy and you feel like fucking with the big guy, hey, so be it. And that was the situation here because somebody tagged us on one of the Shreds athletes. And
we're blocked now.
Yeah, they were promoting their new Max Fat Burner with its proprietary blends and all the special stuff.
Dude, so check this out. I looked at the ingredients, did a little research.
I sent it to you guys.
Ooh, revolutionary.
Oh yeah, bro.
I bet.
Revolutionary.
Yeah,
I bet.
Okay,
proprietary blends. Okay, now complex.
that's the answer. Here's the question. Give us a word that is the opposite of what you thought of the supplement, Sal. So anyway,
well, why don't you
play that backwards?
So Sal decides, so we're going to recap the listeners since most of you not only did not see it, but we'll never be able to see it since we got deleted and blocked. So Justin and I get tagged. Sal's the first one, I think I was the first one to get on and say something. I said, I don't remember what I said.
No, you just tagged me.
Oh, I just
you
tagged
you. You said Sal.
Oh, I said, I said science, bro.
That's what
I
said. Yes, you said.
I said science, bro, and then I tagged Sal, and then Sal gets on. And he sees it, and he decides to put the little emoji con thing or whatever.
The little shit.
Yeah, a pile of shit. And so...
it could have meant, this is the shit. It could have meant that.
Right. And that's how I felt. I said, science, bro. So this was the extent of our shit talking. We got on... They're promoting a fat burner, which was shit. And this is Michael Turner. If you guys don't know who that is, he's a Shreds athlete. I don't know what he does as far as athletics.
I do feel kind of bad because we put him on the spot.
I don't.
And
here's why I don't feel bad. Because
I was working, by the way.
Justin was late to this party.
You know what, though?
I missed the boat.
You know what, though? For as long as we've been doing the show, Justin, let's be honest, you get a little uncomfortable when me and Adam start opening our mouths.
I did.
Since the very beginning.
You know, I've gotten less, though. Right?
Yeah, you have.
A lot less. I'm just like, okay, the dogs are loose. You know, at first, I was like, oh, my God, they're going to bite somebody.
Yeah.
You know, they're going to give somebody rabies. I'm going to have to go get them.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, now I don't even worry about that. I'm just like, they're going to knock over some trash cans. And
I would love to be a fly on the wall with Justin going home and talking to his wife after our first few episodes of us talking. Because I do remember him being puckered up a lot.
I walk real stiff-legged.
So,
the house,
so this is okay. So here's the reason why I don't feel bad because it is not I'm not somebody who likes to troll on people's pages and talk shit out of the blue. We were tagged. So first of all,
one of our listeners tagged us, like basically asking our opinion.
Exactly. So
we weren't looking for it. We were giving our opinion to our listeners.
And that I said something sarcastic like science, bro. And then Sal gets on there and puts a little emojicon of shit, which that's it. We're not talking about him as a person. We weren't trying to blow his fucking thing up.
No. And we don't know him. And to be honest, after we talked with him back and forth a little bit, he seems, I don't know, he seems like a nice guy. He doesn't seem like a jerk. He's, you know,
Who are you right now?
No, I'm not done.
Who are you?
He's a little sensitive, like, you know, because then he got real, you know.
Well,
this
is the funny part. So we do that, and then he decides to write like a fucking paragraph. He writes a paragraph that is, and he starts attacking us personally. Mm-hmm. And it was just out of, and I was like, whoa. And I even said back to him, I said, whoa, bro, easy with the name calling. You know, I wasn't saying anything about you personally, .. yet. And then when I said that, he didn't like that at all. Cause he goes, are you threatening me? I'll get on Periscope right now and have more Periscopers than your guys' little radio show. Okay. That would be cool, dude. Yeah, I gave him a thumbs up. I said, well, even though this has nothing to do with the popularity contest, we were just actually talking about the fat burner that you're promoting. And I'm just curious to how a fat burner actually helps shred your origin insertions of your muscle. And how
it gives you a better pump.
It gives you a better pump.
But, you know, to rewind for a second, I'm going to, you know what? We pride ourselves in being super honest and open with our audience. So let me just put this out here. Let's talk about marketing and promotions 101, okay? Let's pretend I have a burger joint and I have five locations. Mm-hmm. And I'm doing good and I'm growing.
Yeah, Sal's Burger.
Okay, but I got five places. And I go on social media or commercials and I attack McDonald's. Now McDonald's then comes after me. Okay? I don't give a shit what McDonald's says. I'm going to grow because of it, because I'm the guy with five burger joints and this is McDonald's.
Yeah.
McDonald's has nothing to gain.
Right.
They have nothing to gain from attacking my five burger joint place. Now, Mind Pump is growing. It's definitely growing. It's getting big. We're not nearly as big as Shreds has millions of followers, lots of people.
Oh, yeah. Paige Hathaway has more followers.
So they start talking shit back to us and we're literally on the other side. We're jerking off. Like, this is great.
Oh, I don't know.
Thank you.
That wasn't necessary.
Yeah, because it's like.
Why do we always going to throw masturbation
in there? That's the first thing
that comes
to mind.
You can't
have
an episode that doesn't include it. Yeah. I have noticed.
So it's like you're talking crap, and this is like great. You're acknowledging and you're coming back at us. And so for us, this is excellent. And I think at the end of it, that's why we get blocked and deleted, because then they realize, shit, I shouldn't even.
Yeah, it reminds me too of the old strategy. I mean, if you guys have listened to Howard Stern, and we actually have. Some people have kind of compared us somewhat to how he started, right?
Because, kind of. We've been coined as the Howard Stern of fitness.
Well, I know, but I think that's a pretty bold statement.
You guys both always get so humble. Why do I always get a cocky son of a bitch?
Yeah, well, because we have to have you. You have to have me.
Good
okay?
point. Fair enough. Good point.
That's what I'm trying to
carry
get
on.
So, you know, his whole thing, dude, he went after people. You know, people probably don't remember like how aggressive he had to be, and he had to overcome a lot of hoops and, you know, FCC and everybody else coming after him because of, you know, the content. And that's just how I feel. I feel like there's issues that need to be addressed, and everybody's a bunch of pussies and they don't want to take it on.
Amen. Well, we're definitely
and here's the thing. You know, they're a lot bigger than people realize. Mm-hmm. And there's a select, you know, minority of the population that realizes this too. And when they hear us talking about it, they're like, fuck yeah. You know, somebody's talking about that. Mm-hmm. And guess what? You know, the awareness of it is going to build. We're not going away.
That's why we're fucking
movement,
shit up
right now. The movement is gonna grow and grow because people want information. You know, this is the information age. You can't hide behind, you know, shitty content and inspiration, quote unquote. Inspiration, quote unquote, is not going to hold weight anymore. We want to know why.
Yeah.
Why is this working?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, are you just a dumbass that's going to dismiss that?
Bro, Justin just gave me chills.
Rah! I know. When he gets fired up by that.
He just gave me chills. No, you're 100% right. Someone tagged us. We're going to explain it. We're going to talk about it. We started this with the goal of exposing some of the bullshit that's out there. And that's all we did. And the dude came after us. And so we went back at him. And the funny thing is, what ended up happening?
We got blocked. Besides that. Oh, this is my favorite part was that this is what I love you guys for this too. When there's nothing cooler than to see us get blocked like that. And then all of a sudden, all of our.
And a bunch of Mind Pump fans.
Yes, a bunch
go
of
on
Mind
there.
Pump fans get on there and just start roasting this dude. And it was so great because everybody got blocked. Everybody got blocked. Everybody got deleted.
Well, to kind of break it down, you know, he called us immature, said a bunch of stuff. And you know what? I said, yeah, you're right. We're being immature right now. I said, but to be honest with you, I would really like to know the product, what's in your supplement and the science behind it. How does it work? Like, I'm giving you an opportunity.
Very fair question.
I'm not being a dick. I'm giving you an opportunity. Like, explain it to me. Now, if you're representing a product, you might not know about the product. You might not know the science. You don't have to. You're an athlete, but you should have a reference. You should be able to go back to your corporate people and be like, hey, listen, people are asking, what should I say? Because
here's an article. Here's,
I'm representing,
you know,
this
some
shit.
Kind of
documentation. Because you better fucking believe if we're selling a supplement that we're going to be able to back it up with some kind of science and explanation. We're not scientists, but enough to to explain why we're saying what we're saying. What does he do? He fucking ignores it. And then like five of our fans go on there and say, hey, answer the question. What's the science behind it? Explain it to me. Block, block, block. Everybody delete. Yeah. Because what? That's kryptonite. When somebody's selling snake oil, when they're selling shit, the kryptonite is when you ask them, how? Explain it to me. Right. What's the science? How does this work? Oh, it gives me better pump. How? Oh, because I look better. No, no, no. How? Break it down for me. And if they can't do that, then it's time to fuck off.
Yeah. Well, and this is why too, like, it's it. I guess it was first CrossFit that we took on. Right. And it looks like now it's going to be Shreds because, you know, once somebody ruffles my fucking feathers like that, I'm not going to go away. So that's the thing that drives me crazy with these guys is you got all these kids that millions of people are following and none of them have any sort of credentials. None of them have any real credibility. None of them are athletes. None of them are anything. What they are marketing. The guy who found them, they're all for a reason. There's a tattoo guy. There's a super steroid buff guy. There's an all natural skinny lean
credit,
guy.
Right, give him credit where it's due. Right.
Yeah. There's a CrossFit guy. There's a all body weight guy. There's a super bomb ass looking hot chick. Yeah. There's a WWE
there's a bunch of bomb-ass
chick.
Hot chicks,
I mean, it's brilliant marketing. He has gone after and he's found people to put in front of all these things that he's going to push and sell to all these different demographics. And that's what those people represent. They do not represent the truth. They do not represent what's going to help you out. They do not represent anything to do with this whole fucking fitness movement. They have, in fact, I bet you 90% of them don't even take that bullshit.
Well, what they represent is that they're getting money from a company and exposure. That's it.
Yeah. Well, here's what they did. They have literally,
and I don't blame them.
They have literally written the book. They have designed and written the book on how to utilize this new medium now, which, by the way, I'm going to make a prediction here. In the next 10 years or so, the social media will dominate all advertising. It will kill TV. It will kill all of it. Digital advertising will win. Whether it comes from social media, podcasts will trump radio, and internet will trump television. And what they've done is they've written the book on how to utilize and maximize social media to sell and advertise a product.
Yeah.
Because before that, the only way you got a supplement out there was you had to use magazines, you had to get professional bodybuilders, do that. I don't think they have any professional bodybuilders or professional athletes. They definitely, I don't think they're even presented in magazines, or at least maybe they are now, but they weren't in the beginning. They have really utilized this medium to an amazing extent. Now, as far as their supplements are concerned, when we say they're shit, we don't mean that they don't have what they say they have in them or that they're dangerous. We don't know. We haven't had them tested. We don't know any of that stuff. They could very well have everything they say in them and whatever. But we say that because most supplements are crap. Here's what the shit is. It's the claims. That's the shit.
Yeah, that's all.
Like, don't tell me that you take this whey protein and now you've gained 45 pounds of muscle and you look like, you know, a fucking freak. Like, a lot of these dudes are yacked. I mean, these guys, if I stood next to them, I would disappear. I would fit inside their quadricep. But that's, you don't look like that because of that. You have great genes. You probably work out hard and you take a shitload of gear. And it's not because of your super pump, you know, 5,000 supplement or whatever.
Don't tell me your fat burner has anything to do with your origin or insertions of your fucking muscle. That doesn't even make sense. That doesn't even make fucking sense.
Bro, I took that. Check this out.
You know what that is? That is, you know, okay. That is one of the things that you said.
He's not going to let this one go.
I'm not going to let it go because I've seen this a million times. Is a couple trainers, okay, or whatever the fuck he is, okay, fitness icon, whatever you want to call it, they learn a couple words that have to do with anatomy or something.
Origin of insertion.
Yeah, and then they decided to throw it into like in some sort of a thing so they sound smarter. Because you know what? The average kid who's 17 years old, who's reading that, goes like, oh, damn. He knows about origin and insertions of muscles. That's, he must know what he's talking about.
Uvulus.
Yeah, right.
I don't know that muscle.
They throw.
The only supplement that specifically targets fast twitch muscle fibers. Like, that's all you know. And then,
right. Yeah. That was the other claim. It said
builds your sarcomeres.
It focuses on building the lean mass only. And that's the type of mass you want to build is the lean kind.
Yeah.
Well, what the fuck is that? What? Well, I'm like, okay, I would have left this kid alone if there wasn't at least five things that were just so far off the radar that didn't even make sense. It's like, dude, shame on you. Because you know why? And this is why I felt like we should call it out, is because shame on you, Shreds, for not actually getting your fucking employees in check. And maybe you should write those things for me. If you're going to hire someone who's an idiot, Maybe you should probably fucking write his content for him. So it is, because I believe a lot of those guys actually do have something.
They did,
I do. I believe so. But then when someone like that posts something like that, I'm like, well, obviously he's not having it written for him because that person needs to get fired.
Yeah, no, I mean, we're not.
Look, we got one that went rogue. We got one that get rogue.
Yeah, I mean,
shoot him.
We're not going to call out. I mean, we're not talking shit about the individual themselves. Like, you probably work out hard. You probably eat right. You know, whatever. You may be on gear. Some of them are not. You look real fit. You might know a lot about how to train yourself. I can pretty much guarantee you most of them are not trainers. Most of them have never really trained people. They might have coached people, but they don't know how to really train people. But please, please, we will call you out all day long. And this is just for anybody. If you try to pretend to know the science behind your shit, if you try to make claims, you better back that shit up, because I was that fucking kid. I was that kid that bought every goddamn supplement and shit my brains out because not only did I not build muscle, but it fucked my stomach up. Now I have food intolerances because I took so much of that bullshit. I was the one that bought that kit of 7 supplements with the before and after. The dude looks like, you know, he not only just built a shit ton of muscle, it's a different guy now. Yeah. And I had to take seven pills in the morning and 4 over here and 5 over there. And I spent $200 of my own hard-earned money on it, and I gained zero. I gained nothing. Not only did I gain nothing, but because I followed your shitty workouts, I lost muscle. We are here to prevent that shit from happening to everybody else, because it's a lot of crushed dreams. It's a lot of crushed, you know, these kids come in with, they're motivated. They're
so really impressionable.
Yeah. Why don't you just fucking tell the truth? Yeah. I'm going to do a post that's going to trump all your bullshit supplements. Here it is. You ready? If you're a kid, you want to build muscle, learn how to squat. Done. It's like one sentence, but you know, it's not sexy. It doesn't sound exciting. It doesn't sound like I have this breakthrough, you know, new fucking, you know, berry from the, you know, Himalayas or whatever. It doesn't sound sexy. We understand that, but times are changing, ladies and gentlemen. We're definitely going to make a living doing this, and the way we're going to do it is not by bullshitting you.
Oh yeah,
we're going to tell the truth.
That's it. Talking about stuff like that, I just love the wordplay. Even the stuff that's written in the advertisement, things like, after 2 years of vigorous studies, you know, in clinical studies, the new Fat Burner Max has now been released. And then, like, in small fine print, it says, you know, two different things.
Actually, we've had this, you know, the whole time, and we just decided to release it right now. Really fast
words. Dude.
No, you know what it says? It says, two of the ingredients found in our supplement
Have proven to.
Yeah, we're shown that subjects who took them in a study lost weight.
Yeah.
As we've talked about before, let's look at the studies. Yeah. Because
not typical to anyone who actually takes this.
I'll give you an example of a study that we could take and extrapolate and then sell a supplement.
Yes, do this. I've been meaning to do this for everybody.
We could have 30 people take a supplement, caffeine, and all diet and exercise. And then the subjects lost 10 pounds, okay? Now, this is what I can say. All the subjects that took, you know, our caffeine,
100%
of lost 15 pounds. I mean, that's not lying, but it's misleading.
It's misleading.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Here's the thing with fat burners. Do fat burners work? Well, they work in this respect. Some of them, the stimulant ones, will curb your appetite, so you might eat less. They might give you some energy so you can get up off your ass and move. Do they have like these crazy fat burning properties that make your body burn body fat? You know, if we test it in a lab, we might be able to see more fatty acid mobilization. But we could say the same thing about the amino acid carnitine. We could say the same thing about creatine. Mm-hmm. We could say the same thing about fasted cardio versus fed cardio. What we're really doing is we're really splitting hairs, and we're splitting hairs 2 and 3 times when we're saying that kind of stuff. Now, if you like taking these fat burners,
persuasively, so that it looks like how you want it to look.
Yeah, and you know what? I'll tell you something. Like, you know, I've taken fat burners because they're fun. You get energized. It's true. But
it's like a party. Woo!
But most of what's in a lot of them, especially when you see proprietary blend, most of them will have one or two really strong stimulants. Because here's the thing with fat burners in particular, and I know I'm picking on fat burners, but we're on that subject. Here's the thing with fat burners. Same thing with pre-workouts. You want your customers to feel it, not to see results necessarily. You just want them to feel it. Like, I want to take a pre-workout and I want to feel my hair growing. I want to see sounds. I want to feel like I can fucking climb the walls. And then after one dose, this is a great pre-workout, or this is a great fat burner, because I feel like I'm on some kind of something, some kind of crack. In fact, there were pre-workouts and fat burners that got in trouble. And I can't remember the name of this ingredient. But it was borderline speed, and a lot of them got in trouble for it. A lot of them got in trouble for selling that shit. So
there's a couple of companies that went down for that.
Well, a couple things to talk about then right here. Okay, one, what just drives me nuts is the fact that they call it a fat burner. There's no fucking such thing as a pill that's a fat burner. There's nothing that targets fat and burns it up.
No.
What happens is you can
sell them like a match.
It's incinerating.
Yeah. Like that doesn't, you know what? I feel the need to explain this because people think that. They think they're buying a fat burner. So if I take this pill, it helps to burn my fat. And it does help, but the way it helps is by the caffeine and like the other thermogenics that are in it that affects your central nervous system, that speeds up your heart rate, that in turn makes you burn more calories. So then I could say it helps burn fat. But right. All that's negated when you eat in a surplus and you eat like shit. So,
or don't exercise.
Or don't exercise.
And in fact, if you do it wrong, it just doesn't burn fat. It ends up burning everything.
And
now I would like to do that. Let's do this. Let's get into a real something that actually does help burn fat. It's actually an illegal substance. It's a substance that athletes will use pre-contest. Mm-hmm. And by the way, they'll use it for maybe 2 weeks because after that it stops working or they have to cycle it. Clenbuterol. Okay. Those of you who are listening might not have heard of this, and those of you who compete know exactly what I'm talking about. Clenbuterol was an asthma drug. It's a prescription drug. It's not available in the US. And the way it works is it attaches to, I believe it's a beta agonist, if I'm not mistaken. So it attaches to beta receptors, which in turn stimulate the, you know, central nervous system. It actually has some very mild muscle building effect. They've noticed that this in animals. They used to actually beef up cows by giving them clenbuterol. Now it's illegal to do so because sometimes people would eat the meat and get clenbuterol poisoning. But clenbuterol can be dangerous. Can you overdose on it? You better fucking mm-hmm. believe it. And guess what? It stops working after about 2 weeks because your body down regulates its receptors to stop this effect. And then when you go off, you have a rebound effect. And so bodybuilders, of course, and athletes have figured out ways to work around this.
Well, cycle it around. Yeah.
Right. Now, there was at one point a supplement that was a beta agonist as well. However, it was a much dirtier beta agonist. It was kind of like a big, you know, sledgehammer, whereas clenbuterol is much more precise. Ephedra is kind of similar. Mm-hmm. Here's the problem with these, though. If you go crazy with them and you're not training properly, not
you
eating
could
right,
die.
Well, besides that, you could actually lose muscle too. So you lost 10 pounds on the scale, but you lost 5 pounds of muscle and 5 pounds of fat. You're basically where you started. You're not really in any, advantageous position. You're where you started. You're just smaller now, and I've seen people do this before. And most of these athletes that take clenbuterol also will take anabolics, which kind of offset that, right?
Well, isn't it? I mean, the whole hormone system in general. If you take too much of one, it throws the whole process off balance.
The body will down regulate receptors. It'll reduce production of certain chemicals.
It has to react and readjust the entire system.
Listen,
so you don't just get a whole bunch of one thing and it's going to give you the results you're looking for.
No, like
it has to be balanced.
Right. Like if you took, if you were an opiate addict, if you took heroin or you took, what's an opiate?
Any sort
Vicodin or whatever.
Yeah, Vicodin,
right. If you've never taken it before, you take one. You feel it. Take one every day. Pretty soon you're going to have to take two. Then you have to take three. Then you have to, because your body starts down regulating its receptors. And then guess what? When you go off, now you've got all these receptors shut down. You're off this stuff. Your body's not producing more opiates or more catecholamines or more whatever. So now you have a rebound and you go through withdrawal.
Well, and this is the most common thing I see with people that love pre-workout so much is, you know, that what they end up doing is they start with, you know, one, right? They get introduced to it and they're like, and whoa, they're zinging. Just like you're saying, like, oh my God, this is amazing. I'm sweating. I'm like jacked for my workout. I can't wait. And so then like you said, they've created a formula to give that feeling that people have. And then they fall in love with that. So it becomes a thing that they do every single workout,
and
right?
And they get adapted to
it. And then they get adapted to that. So then what they do is they look for the next strongest one. So it's like, hey, what do you take? Oh, what do you take? And then everyone's trying out their pre-workouts, looking for the strongest one out there. Then that's not enough. Then you start doubling up your dose or mixing it with something else. And then if you decide, well, man, maybe I need to come off this for a little bit, you come off it, and then you have shitty workouts because you're not all amped up.
Well, look, those of you listening who've never taken stimulant-based supplements, you've probably drank coffee before. Caffeine does this. So if you drink coffee every single morning and then you all of a sudden stop, you go through withdrawal. Caffeine has classic withdrawal symptoms. And supplements, look, we're not hating on all supplements. Supplements can be used if you use them properly and effectively and if you're educated and intelligent on how to utilize them. I use pre-workout that I kind of mix myself. But my idea of a pre-workout, by the way, is not necessarily to give me a shit ton of stimulants. My idea of a pre-workout is to maximize recovery, increase blood flow, and just to keep, so I can push my workout a little harder without tipping it over into overtraining. So my idea of a pre-workout is more of a long term, whereas some people will take it more as a short term, like I'm going to be jacked out of my mind type of deal.
Well,
so and here's the other thing with supplements. We know this. We know supplements are not regulated. Now that doesn't mean they're bad, but it does mean that they're not being checked.
Yeah, it means you have to do your homework.
You got to do your homework, and the big companies are much more likely to have what they say they have in the supplements. The smaller companies, the more, you know, the companies that aren't so established.
More proprietary blends you see.
They could literally put nothing or everything in there. You know, there was a supplement that got, there was this news article I read not that long ago where there was this herbal supplement. And I'm not going to say the name because I can't remember it, but it was for erectile dysfunction. So take this, gives you a boner. It's supposed to have all these herbs in it. Well, guess what? They tested it. You know what they found in there? Viagra. They actually had generic Viagra in there.
Let's get the one that works.
So they actually put prescription drug in there. People didn't know, and they're taking it. Now, could that be dangerous? You better fucking believe it. Because you know not to take 10 Viagra at a time, but this new herbal supplement you think is safe, you take 10 of them, next thing you know, you get a heart attack. Yeah, or you get a boner that lasts 10 hours.
And you're on medication that, you know, your doctor has prescribed already, and then you're taking like a supplement you think is just a supplement, and you're combining, you know how bad that is when you start combining two different types of medications.
Exactly.
They don't all pair well.
Exactly. So I have a lot of respect for, you know, supplement companies that do it right and present it right. But the ones that make these ridiculous claims, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
We're going to fucking smash you all day long.
Well,
no mercy.
You've been saying this since day one, and I believe we all believe this, that, you know, the tide is changing. The tide is changing.
Absolutely.
And you guys are about to see it. And you guys can, you remember where you fucking heard this first. We've been saying this for a long time. And you see smaller companies starting to do it already, but real soon here, you're going to start seeing some of the big names.
Oh, they're going to have, this is it. This is the way it's going
to
go.
They are going to have to start moving in the health and wellness direction because for so many years, the idea was to make it as chemically crazy as possible. And
and that was even the marketing. That was the branding.
Yes.
You would look at a bottle of a supplement to build muscle, and it would have like a picture of like a molecule or like a beaker with like chemicals in there. Or even some of the supplements even had a syringe on them.
This is so sciencey.
Or even some of them had a syringe on them.
Oh, yeah. They had little droppers. And then they'd have names that like that sounded just like a real steroid or a hormone.
Right,
like Test 2000 booster or whatever. You know,
Decabucagon.
Yeah, exactly. There'd be all these crazy names.
It's like a transformer.
That sound like crazy.
Yeah.
And people are becoming more and more aware of this. And you're starting to see the pendulum swing back.
Well, you know. When you go into Safeway and they have an organic section that is massive, or when you go to Chipotle.
Bro, I was going to mention Costco.
Costco.
Dude, if you want to see trends happen, like if you want to predict.
Yeah, they're very much
trends,
on the forefront.
Right?
Yeah.
They're the ones, because think about it. I was just talking to one of my friends about this. They have this huge stockpile of, like in bulk, right? And it's all over. It's not, you know, everybody. Like, how many people go to Costco?
Everybody. I haven't been there for a little while.
But you'll see. Like, they were the first to really stockpile on the organics, and now it's huge. They're one of the biggest distributors of it in the world, apparently.
Really?
Yep.
Yeah. And then now also, too, God, what was the other thing we were talking about? We were talking about another trend that we're starting to see with supplements. So they're carrying supplements in there now, too. And
yeah, Costco's got supplements now.
Yeah, ones that are like vegan proteins you're seeing in there. They're very on the cusp.
And they do carry reputable brands. You know, there's a way. I forgot which whey protein is in there. I want to say Optimum Nutrition, which I've always respected.
Yeah.
I know they started. Didn't you see Cellucor in there, Doug?
Cellucor. So, I think muscle. I don't know.
The trend is to move in that kind of wellness and health. Look, when you know when you go to Chipotle and they this is on their own. They have not been. There's no law. There's nobody that told them they had to do this. They did it on their own because they know their consumers have demanded it. Non-GMO products only.
Yep.
Fucking Cheerios. Cheerios.
Yeah, they came out with that commercial. Can you believe that?
Yeah, gluten-free.
Yeah.
You know, our Cheerios now we guarantee are gluten-free.
Yeah.
Like, these are major established brands
where
it costs them tens of millions or more dollars to change the process.
Yes.
Supplements are going in that direction also, where people want, they want effective supplements, yes, but they also want supplements that are healthy. They're going to help their performance, but also help their health. Because here's the deal, ladies and gentlemen. Here's the 100% deal. If you're looking for long-term performance, if you want to improve and exercise and train for the rest of your life, health has to be first. Because if you put health second and performance first, you're going to perform really great for about 4 or 5 years, and then shit's going to go downhill.
Yep.
And then you're not going to perform well anymore. Yeah. And that's the whole direction of the whole market. You're going to start seeing huge supplement companies go in that direction as well. And so, and I think that's a great thing.
It's a great, yeah.
And I'm very proud to be on the forefront. I'm very proud to be among the first people, because we are the first ones to really call that shit out.
Right. Well, and you know, we've been having so many
wellness
people.
And performance, man.
Part of us communicating, you know, we like to try and keep you guys in the loop of what's going on with our business stuff. That's part of us keeping it raw and real, not just with supplements and things like that out there, but even just from a business standpoint of what we're doing and what's going on. And, you know, we mentioned talking to supplement companies a few months. I mean, we're on our third company, just so you guys know. We've talked to three different companies about supplements, and we just refuse to budge. It doesn't even matter. It's for us. And I think that's the weird part when we deal with some of these companies is, it's not about the money for us. We didn't start for that. Now, heaven forbid, we're a business, and of course we want to make money, but we're also not going to sell out for something just because they're going to pay us a shit ton of money. And that's the one thing that none of us will bend on is whoever we do, if we even decide to ever align with someone, you know, it's someone who sees our vision of where we believe that the supplements are going. Mm-hmm. You know, whether they're there yet or not, you better believe that they're going to be on that pathway.
Yeah, they
if they're not
be in
already
that direction. Yeah.
Yeah. Because that's something that we know, you know, it has to either happen now or it needs to be happening in that direction.
And the funny thing is we've promoted brands and talked about things that we have nothing to do with just because we like them.
Yeah.
Like I know a lot of people in this industry, people with some influence, who won't even promote something because they're like, they're not paying me, so fuck it, I'm not going to tell everybody. Right. Like, we don't care. Like, we'll tell you. You know, look, Onnit's a great supplement company. We, by the way, we've never talked to Onnit. They're not one of the supplement companies that talk to us. I've looked at their products. I like the way they present themselves. They look legit. You know, same thing with exercise and workouts. When we see people promoting workout programs and, you know, train at home, build your butt doing this 5,000 rep, you know, workout, whatever, we're going to call that shit out.
Yeah.
Because someone out there is buying this, doing it, failing. And you know what? We know this. We know because we've been trainers. We've been trainers for a long time. I've been a trainer for almost 20 years. I know that the more time somebody fails, the more likely they are to never do it again.
Yeah.
And it breaks my heart. Every time it breaks my heart when I see somebody who comes and hires me and I'm the last resort. You know how many people come to me as the last resort?
Oh, most.
Yeah. Which I'm happy they came to me, but I'm also sad that it took them that long.
Yeah.
That, you know, they had to go through all this bullshit to get to me and they have all these bad experiences. And then the first 3 months of our training is me proving to them that I'm not another bullshit sham artist like all the ones that they've worked with.
Well,
before.
And to, I think in our defense, like if we don't just naysay everybody, right? And our way is the only way and our way is the highway. And obviously we do have our own program. And, you know, we promote it. But if you have a solid program, you know, we'll promote it. We're not afraid to do that. But typically, those are the types of people we'll bring on as guests.
Yeah.
Am I right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Because we want to take them in as like, hey, this is solid. You know, this has science behind it. They've done their homework. You know, it's totally like Mind Pump approved. You know, like, but that's kind of the screening process we have is like either they're going to be a guest of ours or, you know, a lot of times they're buddies of ours, you know, and we're always open to meeting like-minded people and giving them their, you know, their fair due because we want people to know that there are quality things out there. It's not just about like everybody's shit. It's that there's good stuff, but it's really the mass public. They don't know.
Well, and it's not even just that too. It's also that. You know, when we talk about even our program, like we don't say our program's the answer and it's the only,
only
way to do this.
Exactly.
You know, it's, you know, we always talk about, you know, there's an evolution to it. There's also, you know, modifying it for the person. Like it's not this is going to lose you. If you do our program for the next 6 to 8 weeks, it's guaranteed to lose. I mean, we could do that. We could so say that. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I've
say all that shit if we wanted to, but
look,
it's like,
I've told countless people, I've written a million times in social media when people have asked me, that we believe that the way we design our program, the philosophies that we use in there, will work best for most people. And that's a confident, now most could be 51%, but we know for most of you, if you try this and you do it our way and you follow those philosophies, you're probably gonna get better results than if you follow some other philosophies. Now that doesn't mean that there might be someone that does it and got way better results following a routine that we might talk shit about.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Wait, like, look, here's the thing with fitness. There's a lot of general truths, okay? But they're general, and the variance between individuals can be dramatic.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the difference between individuals can be dramatic. I mean, we talk about, look, our friend Joe Donnelly, right?
Yeah.
The dude trains in a way that my body would never be able to respond, would just wouldn't work, But the dude gets great results, and he's got people that got good results under him. And it just, there's a huge variance there between individuals.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
So, I mean, at the end of the day, I would say we're in the age of information. It's not hard to verify what someone might say. And so you are totally, feel free, whenever you see someone on social media, ask them. Because you have a direct connection to them.
Oh,
ask
hell, them. Just tag us. We'll do that for you.
Or you could tag us. But ask them. What's
well,
the
ask them first, then bring in the big gun.
Yeah, bring
right.
in the big
yeah,
gun.
Right, yeah, right. Yeah. Set it up on a tee first, and then we'll come in and smack it out the park for you.
Start shooting our cannons off.
Absolutely. Do not be afraid to do it. Just make sure if you do that, you stay tuned, because they'll be better believe
fireworks.
Be,
they There's will, a resurgence of, you know,
and you know they attacking. Are, you know they are going to, for sure, delete that shit and pull it off just like the other kid did.
Take a bunch of screenshots.
You know, and I do want to say something too, that, you know, we were all excited and fired up because we were talking about this, and it brought up a bunch of, obviously you could tell, emotion for us. But really, if those that got to see it would know this, but since you guys didn't, it's not like Sal and I went in there and we fired and talked a lot of shit. In fact, even when the guy got defensive and started attacking us personally,
you softened up a bit.
Yeah, both of us apologized, said, hey, man, we weren't trying to attack you as a person whatsoever. This is not us getting on your page, and that's not my style. It's not his style. And, you know, I'm sorry if we came off that way, but we'd just
like to turn him into a fan. Yeah. I mean, honestly, like the amount of shit talking is to basically educate.
Yeah.
And that, I mean, that's the focus, is to get them to think differently, and then maybe they'll give us a chance and listen to our show.
Yeah.
Because I you know, that's really like our hope. It's not to just make them crumble before us, right?
No. They're just like the two kids that we dealt with, you know, that talked about Sal's saggy tits and his no traps.
Fuck. You had to bring that up again. You motherfucker.
For at least the next 60 days, I'm going to throw that in there in almost every podcast.
You know what? He's mad saggy about that one post I did with
in small little traps.
All right, you know what?
Oh,
I know I'm coming after you too now, Justin.
I know. I was on.
No. I only unfair. I only pick on people more muscular than me.
Oh.
So Adam's.
Oh.
You like
gotcha.
How I did that?
I gotcha.
That reversed
that
it.
Was, I felt that.
Hey guys, don't forget to subscribe to Mind Pump. And
what'd you
mind
say?
Mind. I almost said
Mind Cunt.
I heard Mind Cunt too.
Yeah. Am I right?
That's a better name. Why
that
don't
is
we use
a better
that one?
Name.
Yeah. Subscribe. Rate.
Mind Cunt. Mind Cunt.
Listen.
Thank you for listening to Mind Pump. For more information about this show and to get valuable free resources from Sal, Adam, and Justin, visit us at www.mindpumpradio.com. Until next time, this is Mind Pump.